Well, this week I've been looking instead at bedtime, a far less active activity. And we all know that not enough sleep is quite bad for us, particularly at a young age, because when we sleep, we consolidate everything that we've learned that day and we make ourselves ready to learn again the next day. It also stops us functioning as well the next day if we haven't had enough sleep because you feel a little bit hungover. So scientists were wondering, does our bedtime when we're young affect how well we learn and how good we are at certain cognitive tests like reading or maths? So a team led by Yvonne Kelly at University College London looked into this, and they took the Millennium Cohort Study, which is a huge amount of data from over 11,000 infants in the UK that were followed from 9 months to 7 years of age. And what they found is that there's a significant correlation at age seven for girls between the regularity of their bedtime and their cognitive test scores. There's also a cumulative difference. So those that had a really irregular bedtime from those younger ages, from three onwards, their cognitive tests actually get worse as they get older. But there's no significant difference for boys.
That's really interesting. So you say it's the irregularity of bedtime. So it doesn't matter whether bedtime's early or late, as long as it's regular.
Pretty much. I mean, they did find certain trends, like those without regulation and those with later bedtimes came from socially disadvantaged backgrounds and also had different unfavourable routines, like maybe they didn't eat breakfast or they watched a lot of TV. But it's more about the regularity of the routine than the exact time that you go to bed.
Well, I certainly know that if I don't go to bed on time, I don't function very well the next day. Thanks, Kate.